Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Tech Talk underway on a Saturday. We're on early. Shaletta Brundage taking one more Saturday off. She'll be back next week. Steve Thompson in, Doug Swindhart here. And this show is all about your calls and your texts. If you're having problems with your computer, hardware, software, whatever, this is a great day to get some work done on the computer. And you can reach us on the City's One Plumbing and Heating Talk and Text Line. That number, 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. Jonathan Lowe is our producer. If you call in, he'll answer the phone and put you through. You can send your text right into the studio. Let's get started. Say hello to Doug. Doug, how you been?
Oh, absolutely wonderful, Stephen. Yourself?
Yeah, pretty good. I get to sense winter will not end.
Well, you know, we're supposed to be getting some good weather coming up this week, but I got to say, at this particular point during the year, it feels kind of long to me as well.
Yeah. It's time to move on, but it is a really good day to get some work done on your computer, get things cleaned up, get things organized. We've heard more news this week about that data breach with the Minneapolis public schools and so on and so forth, and what the public schools are going to do to help people that may have been impacted by that data breach. But the simple fact of the matter is that data breaches are a way of life. And if you've used a credit card to make a transaction online or with a merchant, you may remember that Target thing a number of years ago with credit cards, et cetera. I mean, it's just a way of life. And I think we have to accept the fact that we're going to have this sort of thing and be prepared to deal with that type of thing.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. And the thing is people call me up every once in a while and say, well, what can I do? And I tell them, I don't have all the answers. But I take the approach of, if I buy something online, and it really doesn't matter how much it costs, even after it's delivered, I'm going to go back in, I'm going to check that account and my bank and my credit card. Does it just take just a minute? If you catch that stuff right away, it's a help to the entire world, and especially yourself. So double check, triple check, even a week or two after the transaction. And I do quite a bit online, so it's pretty simple for me to take care of and do it this way. But it's true. I would like to mention one thing, though, with these large companies and data breaches. I have to believe, and I could be wrong, but I believe that the majority of these, somebody's got to be on the inside opening up that door. I think that most of the security professionals have us guarded really quite well to the outside from somebody sneaking in underneath the door or underneath the map, so to speak. I think the majority of them, there's a disgruntled employee involved or perhaps a mistake or an accident. But I think the majority of these, especially with the bigger companies, I really got to believe that it's happening from the inside out.
Yeah. And the thing is that it's part of, you know, our everyday lives, what we do online. But we've talked about it a lot in recent weeks, and it is worth an early reminder again. One of the things you can do to protect yourself from a ransomware attack or someone else getting at your computer and getting at your data is being very leery of emails that come in with attachments that you're not familiar with. We can't stress it enough, and I think anybody who works for a business of a certain size, particularly larger businesses, they have endless trainings. I know here at Odyssey, the parent company of WCCO Radio, they have us taking training all the time about recognizing not only phishing attacks online where you get an email and there's an attachment and they're trying to get you to open it. But there's all sorts of other ways that they could call or send a text. It could even be some sort of physical access to the workspace, as you alluded to with some of these big companies. The simple fact of the matter is that the bad guys, so to speak, are trying to get at that stuff because there's money to be made.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, you mentioned the phishing thing with emails. This is the number one cause of getting into a network from the outside. Really is. And so that's really good. And the ongoing training, I think, is absolutely necessary because it's ever evolving. It's difficult for everybody to keep up with these things. And once it's discovered, then they can get it fixed. I do believe this. I think there's a lot more people getting caught and prosecuted than what we see on the news today. That's really, I think, a huge step forward. Biggest thing is take their money away. Don't be just giving out your credit card for somebody that cold calls and stuff like that. Just use common sense. It's the best method to do. And you're correct. I think it's going to be a continuous ongoing battle. I would like to believe that the good guys are ahead, and I think we are at this point. But it's never going to end. It's going to continue. And the public school thing, that's really got me going, too. I've been watching that pretty close. This is a serious thing. And people take it serious. You start playing with our kids, you're in trouble. I think they'll get to the root cause, and they'll find somebody who is responsible, and they'll be prosecuted. That's my opinion.
Yeah, and that is an ongoing story. Certainly our newsroom has been covering that data breach with the Minnesota our Minneapolis public schools. Doug, let's get to the text line, by the way. Earlier is better. We always get to the end of the program, and there are people that don't make it on the air. So, friendly reminder, get in now on the City's One Plumbing and Heating Talk and Text line at 651-461-9226. Shaletta has one more day off. She'll be back next Saturday. Of course, typically Tech Talk is on the air Saturdays at 2, but this time of year, sports schedules permitting, of course. All right. We already have a number of techs. Here's a good one to start. Doug, I'd like to get your thoughts on the newer Mac Mini machines. Feels like a good value for an Apple OS machine hardware. What do you think?
You know, I haven't had a chance to get my hands on one yet, but by all indications, what I'm reading, it's going to be a dynamite little piece of equipment. I like this. We're going to be seeing this happening, too. These smaller computers that are sometimes 4 inches by 4 inches by an inch and a half tall, they are creating a whole new market for what's considered portable desktops. And you take a USB cable, you plug it into a monitor or a TV, anything that's got a USB port, you're rolling. I think this is going to be a huge trend moving forward. So, yeah, anything that's smaller, faster, cooler, and quieter, I am all for them. Yeah, absolutely.
Especially if you already have a monitor. The Mac Minis in some form have been around for a long period of time. But what's so great about it is, if you already have a monitor, you just plug it in. You're not paying for that. You can buy a keyboard, especially if you have Mac equipment already and maybe have an extra keyboard or mouse laying around. These are really neat little machines. And the price point, you know, just quick check online. You can get a pretty robust Mac Mini right now for about $600. Now, granted, you've got to get your own monitor and so on and so forth. That's not included in the deal. But if you've already got one, it is great equipment. And, Doug, you've alluded to years. This is stable, solid equipment. They still do a very good job.
Well, and the nice thing, too, is, yes, you may pay a little bit more for a Mac. But here's the thing. The service that you get, I think, is priceless. And it's just a good deal. I like Apple Mac equipment, always have. And the big thing is that you call up, you say, you know, I just got this computer a couple days ago, I'm having some trouble. They don't care if they're on the phone with you for 2 days, or if it gets beyond that, bring it down to the Apple Center at the Mall of America. They just can't do any better. They do great work, absolutely great work.
Yeah, and I think that this is true. You can certainly do it on a PC. But in my experience, if you are doing photos or video or for that matter, even audio, it's hard to beat a Mac.
Oh, it really is. Yeah, they just put out nice equipment. And I think I've mentioned this before, but the standards that were set in some of the 2009, 10, 11, and 12 MacBook Pros are still being used in laptops and portables today. Honest to God. They're phenomenal equipment. They certainly set the stage in several areas as to what the future is going to bring. So, absolutely, I'm all for these new smaller computers. Smaller, lighter, quieter, and more efficient. I'm all for that 100%.
All right, we've got a ton of text flowing into the Cities One Plumbing and Heating Talk and Text line. You're also welcome to call the program. The number is the same, 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. And when we come back, someone forgot their password for their Toshiba laptop. What do they do about that? We've got a question on an iPad. We'll get into the Firefox browser as well. Some questions there here on News Talk. 830-WCCO.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Tech Talk with Doug Swindahart on this Saturday morning. And, of course, you can join the program on the Cities One Plumbing and Heating Talk and Text line at 651-461-9226. Before we get back to the program, I want to bring you some breaking news. It was reported just a moment ago by the Minnesota Vikings. But former head coach and Hall of Famer Bud Grant has passed away at the age of 95. Once again, the Vikings reported just moments ago on social media that head coach and Hall of Famer Bud Grant has passed away at the age of 95. We will follow that story as we move through the day here on News Talk 830-WCCO. Doug, let's get back to Text Talk. After that sad news on a legend of the local sports scene, we have a lot of texts on the program. Let's start with one that came in very early on the program today, and that is, and this is a major problem for anyone, but basically they say, I can't remember passwords to get into my Toshiba laptop. Can you help me out?
Yeah, this is really quite the issue. And they start searching on the net, they're going to find literally thousands of people go into the registry and do this and start it safe mode. Well, they keep changing every time you come up with a Windows update. Windows, Microsoft's job is to keep your data secure. I use a program called PC Unlocker, and it's a paid program, but it's just wonderful. And even if you got access to another computer, you can download it immediately and unlock your machine. It's pretty simple. You put it in, you boot to a DVD or a USB drive, and it doesn't matter what you've got set for passwords. This is really becoming more and more of an issue due to the way that Windows now allows different methods to log in. If you're logging in with your online account, your Microsoft online account, this seems to be more problematic than keeping your login credentials local. And when we set up Windows originally, I think it should be set up with a local account, much, much simpler. And again, for passwords, the only password manager I could possibly recommend would be KeePass XC, and it's spelled KeePassXQ. It's just lovely, lovely program. And that's open source, and it's cross-platform. Work on a Mac, Windows, Linux, Unix, you name it. But this is an issue. If these people got problems, that's what I'd recommend. And it's PCUnlocker.com, PCUnlocker.com. Wonderful program. I've been using it for years and years and years. I just love that program, and I hope that helps.
Yeah, and Doug, when you set up a machine, you typically, you know, it's your username and your password to get into it, and that is definitely a big deal. Is there a way, if you went somewhere, would someone be able to dig in and figure out a way around that?
Yeah, you know, if they're sitting at the terminal, if they're actually at the machine, it can be done. They got to get logged in, but even with a Mac or a Linux machine, if they're sitting at the terminal, but for as much as online, that's difficult. I think where sometimes the problem happens is it's happening on the other end if you've got a web login. They're human like everybody else. Could be a little error with a backup or a restore or something on a server, or misses a character or misses a beat. And I think that's why the local login credentials is so much more, it's easier to control and just to have full control over. But yeah, if they're sitting at the terminal, there's commands that you can bypass them with a Mac and that kind of stuff. But to actually reset it in the program and a Windows machine, I really like PC Unlocker. It's quick, easy, done, and done.
All right, Doug, back to the City's One Plumbing and Heating Talk and Text Line. This person, iPad, about 4 years old, when I start to reply to an email or initiate a Google search, typing takes over and continuous hyphens, those dashes start up. What do I do about that?
I think they're actually typing it on the screen. Otherwise, I'd say it sounds to me like the keyboard's got a sticky key. But that's very unusual. I don't hear where one character just comes out continuous. But I think on an iPad, they're typing it on the screen, so that's a little bizarre. I'd be calling Apple about that one. I'd want to make sure what's going on. Almost sounds virus-like, doesn't it?
Yeah, that is unusual. Typically, when keyboards go bad, they will start to do weird things. Absolutely. Like that. And really, keyboards are cheap. A computer mouse is cheap. Any problems with that, first thing you want to do, in my opinion, is swap that out and try something else. Now, on a laptop, it gets more complicated because the keyboard is integrated into the machine. But, that is unusual, problems on the screen like that.
Oh, absolutely. And the thing, too, is if you have a motherboard or a system board that's going bad, the first place it's going to show up is in your keyboard and mouse. So that's also a tell. But that's very rare today. Motherboard manufacturing has come so far in the last 40 years. It's incredible. The type of chemicals that they're using to put them together, not to worry about not shutting them down or shutting them down. They'll take a bunch. They're just really, really well built, well manufactured. So that's a rare thing. But what this one's got going on, it just feels to me like it's more software. It just feels like it's more virus-like.
Quick break coming up for the weather. Yes, it is snowing again here in the Twin Cities of Minneapolis, St. Paul. We'll have more Tech Talk. We'll get to that Firefox browser. We'll talk about an older HP Pavilion that they're having trouble with the internet on that. So we'll get into all of that here in a moment on Tech Talk. And you can certainly join the program, whether it's via text or call, on the City's One Plumbing and Heating Talk and Text Line. The number is 651-461-9226. Doug Swinhart is in. Through noon, we have the Twins and the Red Sox from the Grapefruit League in Florida at noon here on News Talk. E3O-WCCO. Tech Talk continues. We're on a bit early today, and Shaletta Brundage had the day off. The Twins start at noon in the Grapefruit League against the Red Sox, so we thought we'd bring in Doug a little bit early today and do an hour of Tech Talk, solving computer problems, hardware, software, whatever, here on News Talk, E3O-WCCO. And one other note, breaking news, the Minnesota Vikings reported earlier this hour that the legendary head coach Hall of Famer Bud Grant has passed away at the age of 95. And we will continue to follow that story and have much more throughout the day. Once again, legendary Vikings coach, Hall of Famer, Bud Grant, has passed away at the age of 95. back to Tech Talk. And Doug, we had this lingering from the previous or earlier in the show today, and I definitely want to get into that. And this has to do with the Firefox browser. From our text line, there's a tab called See All Extensions. When I click on that, there's a button that says See Recommended Extensions. Which one should I use? Only the recommended subcategory. What are your thoughts on extensions when it comes to Firefox?
Yeah, you know, I really got to respect Firefox for the way that they've handled this. I think that they've just done a tremendous job. And when they recommend them, that means that they've tested them. They know that they're clean, and you can trust them 100%. That doesn't mean that if they're not recommended, you shouldn't try. Just be a little leery. Do some research to make sure that they're an up-and-up company and they have integrity. And yeah, well, just this is especially with phones. You know, I'm sure you recall the little flashlight thing. Everybody was downloading an app for a flashlight on their phones, and they found out that it was corrupted. But it was out in the wild for almost 6 months before anybody knew it. That's the serious part right there. But if it's recommended, by all means. Now, the only extensions I use in Firefox are recommended. I stick to that, so that's what I do. I love Firefox. I really, really do. And the LibreWolf is a kind of a spinoff, an offshoot of Mozilla Firefox. Wonderful browser, that one too. And you can use all Mozilla extensions in LibreWolf as well. Both of them, just great browsers. And I hope that helps.
Yeah, and Firefox is definitely one of the old standbys. You got Google Chrome, you've got Mozilla Firefox. I mean, those are really the two biggies. There's a lot of other good ones that you talk about, and having multiple browsers doesn't cost you a nickel, and it certainly is a great backup plan.
Oh, yeah, it's common sense will tell you to have at least three or four browsers, and play around with them. It's good to experiment, too. You can download them and uninstall them if you didn't like it and put it back in. And if it's one that's unknown and you put it on your computer, I would highly suggest at least every couple of days to run a Google search or a DuckDuckGo search or both, and see if somebody's coming up with some things that you might have missed, or they might be having issues that might take you 3-4 months to run into, especially if you're testing browsers. There is a ton of them out there. There really is. But the good ones, you're right. Brave, Chrome, Chromium, Firefox, LibreWolf, and, of course, we got to talk about Opera as well, and Vandalay. They're just great browsers, every one of them.
Yeah, so by all means, don't be stuck with one. Another browser we neglect to bring up, and that comes as standard equipment on Apple, is the Safari browser, and you can use that on PCs as well.
Oh, you certainly can download it for Linux and PCs. Safari is a great browser, I think. I like Safari, always have. I think that when Apple kind of kept it proprietary for many years, but once they saw the value, they opened it right up for the world as well. Oh, it's a great browser. It's clean, very clean. It seems to guard against Java issues if their Java's bad, probably better than any browser out there. I like Safari. I really do.
By the way, it's Tech Talk, Doug Swindehart. We'll have Doug's phone number and email at the end of the program today. And the show ends at noon. And, by the way, we'll have the Twins and the Red Sox from the Grapefruit League down in Florida. And then I'll be back following the Twins game today until 6 o'clock here on News Talk E3O WCCO. Let's talk about that 7 or 8-year-old HP Pavilion from our City's One Plumbing and Heating Talk and Text Line. It's getting a hardwired download internet speed of about 100 megabits per second. My laptop wirelessly is getting double that. I have a 2.5 gig modem that's working well. I'm told there could be some settings in the desktop limiting the speed. Is that true?
Yes. I would suggest that this individual go to speedguide.net, speedguide.net. They've got a program there called TCP/IP Analyzer. And it's a wealth of information. And they've got part of it that's automated. And it will show you that with different settings you can test out. That might be their salt. Keep in mind, though, that that computer, even though the Ethernet or the cable technology was considerably better back 8-9 years ago, there are times that a manufacturer, even HP, has leftover parts from another run, and they'll use lesser speed, but 100 megabits per second, that's not that bad.
That's pretty good.
There are places out in the world that would die to have that kind of speed.
Oh, yeah. That's more than enough to stream video. When I'm out doing webcasts for high school sporting events, you get to a venue where there's the in-house Wi-Fi or the in-house wired internet, and you're pushing that, you're golden. And that's more than enough to stream video and audio. I mean, that's plenty.
Well, and you know, now in California, you can actually get 2 gigabit internet feed, and I'm scratching my head going, that's not going to do a thing about latency on the internet. People are going to be spending a lot of money thinking that their speed is just going to automatically increase. Well, we are dependent upon lots of equipment throughout the entire internet backbone.
Yep.
It's not always going to be that simple. If they're seriously, 100 megabits per second is a stable connection. But this is what I always tell people. Fast is never fast enough. I do like the fact that they're comparing machines and they're trying to get the most out of both of them. I like that. Be a boy or a girl, add a boy, add a girl, whatever. That's a pat on the back right there. I like that.
Tech Talk with Doug continues. Once again, we're in for Shaletta. Shaletta Brundage will be back next Saturday at 11 a.m. She's taking a couple of weekends off here at News Talk, 830-WCCO. And, of course, with the ball game today, we wouldn't be able to bring you Tech Talk later because we're typically on the air on Saturdays at 2. And if you missed any part of the program, it will be available at WCCORadio.com just a little bit later today. Doug, here's a good one. From our City's One Plumbing and Heating Talk and Text line, we took our laptop in to have it looked at by a pro for a tune-up, etc., and they were told they should start replacing it. It served us well for the last 10 years. We've maintained it regularly. How long should we feel comfortable using this machine?
Well, yeah, you know, that's purely subjective. I've never believed that I should be making my living by kicking dirt in somebody else's face. But at the same time, I really just loathe throwing anything away. If it's running, you might want to try to put Linux on it. You might want to update the RAM if it's affordable, or go to a solid-state drive or something like that. I'm just not too big on just automatically buying new equipment and tossing this to the garbage pile. I just, you know, 7-8-year-old, that's, in my opinion, that baby's just barely getting started.
Yeah, and this one they said is 10 years old, but as you brought up on the program, on these older machines, there's typically a distribution of Linux that will work just fine, especially if you're going out to the internet and doing some banking or doing some other work, not doing a lot of heavy lifting with this particular computer. You should be able to get years out of it.
Well, absolutely. And let's keep in mind now that there are new operating systems coming our way. Android is going to be light. Well, if it runs on a phone, it should be just lickety-split on a laptop or a PC. So I just have visions of people throwing computers away today, and 2 months from now, oh, I wish I'd had that back. I could have tried this. You know, just they don't take up much space. Just don't be in such a hurry for that. I'm not real big on that.
Yeah, so there are options for that machine, but if it's still running, you don't need to be in a hurry. And it sounds like these particular users, if they want to get a backup machine, maybe they want to start dabbling. If they don't have a Gmail account, get a Gmail account, and then go out and get a Chromebook. You can get a nice Chromebook for under $300, and that's no joke. They're available all over town. Target has deals, Costco has deals, a lot of retail.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Tech Talk continues. We're on a bit early today, and Shaletta Brundage had the day off. The Twins start at noon in the Grapefruit League against the Red Sox, so we thought we'd bring in Doug a little bit early today and do an hour of Tech Talk, solving computer problems, hardware, software, whatever. Here at News Talk, E3O WCCO. And one other note, breaking news, the Minnesota Vikings reported earlier this hour that the legendary head coach Hall of Famer Bud Grant has passed away at the age of 95, and we will continue to follow that story and have much more throughout the day. Once again, legendary Vikings coach, Hall of Famer Bud Grant has passed away at the age of 95. Back to Tech Talk. And Doug, we had this lingering from the previous or earlier in the show today, and I definitely want to get into that. And this has to do with the Firefox browser. From our text line, there's a tab called See All Extensions. When I click on that, there's a button that says See Recommended Extensions. Which one should I use? Only the recommended subcategory. What are your thoughts on extensions when it comes to Firefox?
Yeah, you know, I really got to respect Firefox for the way that they've handled this. I think that they've just done a tremendous job. And when they recommend them, that means that they've tested them, they know that they're clean, and you can trust them 100%. That doesn't mean that if they're not recommended, you shouldn't try. Just be a little leery. Do some research to make sure that they're an up-and-up company, and they have integrity. And yeah, well, this is especially with phones. You know, I'm sure you recall the little flashlight thing. Everybody was downloading an app for a flashlight on their phones, and they found out that it was corrupted. But it was out in the wild for almost 6 months before anybody knew it. That's the serious part right there. But if it's recommended, by all means. Now, the only extensions I use in Firefox are recommended. I stick to that, so that's what I do. I love Firefox. I really, really do. And the Libre Wolf is a kind of a spinoff, an offshoot of Mozilla Firefox. Wonderful browser, that one too. And you can use all Mozilla extensions in LibreWolf as well. Both of them, just great browsers. And I hope that helps.
Yeah, and Firefox is definitely one of the old standbys. You got Google Chrome, you've got Mozilla Firefox. I mean, those are really the two biggies. There's a lot of other good ones that you talk about, and having multiple browsers doesn't cost you a nickel, and it certainly is a great backup plan.
Oh, yeah, it's common sense. We'll tell you to have at least three or four browsers and play around with them. It's good to experiment, too. You can download them and uninstall them if you didn't like it and put it back in. And if it's one that's unknown and you put it on your computer, I would highly suggest at least every couple of days to run a Google search or a DuckDuckGo search or both and see if somebody's coming up with some things that you might have missed, or they might be having issues that might take you 3-4 months to run into, especially if you're testing browsers. There is a ton of them out there. There really is. But the good ones, you're right. Brave, Chrome, Chromium, Firefox, LibreWolf, and of course we got to talk about Opera as well, and Vandalay. They're just great browsers, every one of them.
Yeah. So by all means, don't be stuck with one. Another browser we neglect to bring up, and that comes as standard equipment on Apple, is the Safari browser, and you can use that on PCs as well.
Oh, you certainly can. Download it for Linux and PCs. Safari is a great browser, I think. I like Safari. Always have. I think that when Apple kind of kept it proprietary for many years, but once they saw the value, they opened it right up for the world as well. Oh, it's a great browser. It's clean, very clean. It seems to guard against Java issues if their Java's bad, probably better than any browser out there. I like Safari. I really do.
By the way, it's Tech Talk, Doug Swindahart. We'll have Doug's phone number and email at the end of the program today. And the show ends at noon. And, by the way, we'll have the Twins and the Red Sox from the Grapefruit League down in Florida. And then I'll be back following the Twins game today until 6 o'clock here on News Talk E30 WCCO. Let's talk about that 7- or 8-year-old HP Pavilion from our City's One Plumbing and Heating Talk and Text Line. It's getting a hardwired download internet speed of about 100 megabits per second. My laptop wirelessly is getting double that. I have a 2.5 gig modem that's working well. I'm told there could be some settings in the desktop limiting the speed. Is that true?
Yes. I would suggest that this individual go to speedguide.net, speedguide.net. They've got a program there called TCP/IP Analyzer, and it's a wealth of information. And they've got part of it that's automated, and it will show you that with different settings you can test out. That might be their solve. Keep in mind, though, that computer, even though the Ethernet or the cable technology was considerably better back 8-9 years ago, there are times that a manufacturer, even HP, has leftover parts from another run, and they'll use lesser speed, but 100 megabits per second, that's not that bad.
That's pretty good.
There are places out in the world that would die to have that kind of speed.
Oh, yeah. That's more than enough to stream video. When I'm out doing webcasts for high school sporting events, you get to a venue where there's the in-house Wi-Fi or the in-house wired internet, and you're pushing that, you're golden. And that's than enough to stream video and audio. I mean, that's plenty.
Well, and you know, now in California, you can actually get 2 gigabit internet feed, and I'm scratching my head going, that's not going to do a thing about latency on the internet. People are going to be spending a lot of money thinking that their speed is just going to automatically increase. Well, we are dependent upon lots of equipment throughout the entire internet backbone.
Yep.
It's not always going to be that simple. If they're seriously, 100 megabits per second is a stable connection. But this is what I always tell people. Fast is never fast enough. I do like the fact that they're comparing machines and they're trying to get the most out of both of them. I like that. That be a boy or a girl, add a boy, add a girl, whatever. That's a pat on the back right there. I like that.
Tech Talk with Doug continues. Once again, we're in for Shaletta. Shaletta Brundage will be back next Saturday at 11 a.m. She's taking a couple of weekends off here at News Talk, 830-WCCO. And, of course, with the ball game today, we wouldn't be able to bring you Tech Talk later, because we're typically on the air on Saturdays at 2. And if you missed any part of the program, it will be available at WCCORadio.com just a little bit later today. Doug, here's a good one. From our City's One Plumbing and Heating Talk and Text Line, we took our laptop in to have it looked at by a pro for a tune-up, etc., and they were told they should start replacing it. Served us well for the last 10 years. We've maintained it regularly. How long should we feel comfortable using this machine?
Well, yeah, you know, that's purely subjective. I've never believed that I should be making my living by kicking dirt in somebody else's face. But at the same time, I really just loathe throwing anything away. If it's running, you might want to try to put Linux on it. You might want to update the RAM if it's affordable, or go to a solid-state drive or something like that. I'm just not too big on just automatically buying new equipment and tossing this to the garbage pile. I just, you know, 7-8-year-old, that's, in my opinion, that baby's just barely getting started.
Yeah, and this one they said is 10 years old, but as you brought up on the program, on these older machines, there's typically a distribution of Linux that will work just fine, especially if you're going out to the internet and doing some banking or doing some other work, not doing a lot of heavy lifting with this particular computer, you should be able to get years out of it.
Well, absolutely. And let's keep in mind, though, that there are new operating systems coming our way. Android is going to be late. Well, if it runs on a phone, it should be just lickety-split on a laptop or a PC. So I just have visions of people throwing computers away today, and 2 months from now, oh, I wish I'd had that back. I could have tried this. You know, just they don't take up much space. Just don't be in such a hurry for that. I'm not real big on that.
Yeah, so there are options for that machine, but if it's still running, you don't need to be in a hurry. And it sounds like these particular users, if they want to get a machine, maybe they want to start dabbling. If they don't have a Gmail account, get a Gmail account, and then go out and get a Chromebook. You can get a nice Chromebook for under $300, and that's no joke. They're available all over town. Target has deals, Costco has deals, a lot of retailers have deals on pretty nice Chromebooks. And that's always kind of a good backup go-to machine, especially if you have a web-based email, for instance. I'm a big fan of having a plan B when it comes to getting online and getting at your email.
Oh, no question. Absolutely no question. And that's why I think we're seeing today in the Internet of Things is everything is going web-based. And I foresee the day where if you have a hard drive on your computer or storage, it's going to be minimal because everything's going to be up in the cloud. And yes, you're dependent on internet to make things work. But at the rate that things are going, I can't remember my internet being down for more than about 20 minutes in the last 10 years. It's getting there and it's going to continue to improve. So it's Chromebooks. You got to mention too, Steve, they are inexpensive on that side, but many, many professionals will step up to the plate and they'll buy a Pixel machine right straight from Google. And they are just unbelievably fast, slick, and just rock solid stable. Yeah. And they're just beautiful machinery. Take a look. I would encourage everybody to pick one up and play with it for a while and see what you think.
Yeah, a lot of options out there. For instance, right now I have 3 operating Chromebooks in the house. My wife has a 4th. And I don't think between the 4 over the years now granted, one's got to be 5 years old. Another one's got to be 4 years old. I mean, we at least, and these machines continue to operate. And I think between the 4, we don't have $1,200 invested. So in reality, those machines don't owe us a nickel for what we've been able to use those for. And the portability, I was down at the state hockey tournament. I did a couple of consolation semifinal games at Mariucci at the U. I got there early, wanted to get there early, get parked, get in, get settled. And then I brought my Chromebook, was able to do some stuff for my full-time job before I started doing the games at 10 a.m. And the portability, and the thing is, if it got damaged or whatever, or I spilled a Diet Coke on it, no big deal.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah, if you're looking at a laptop today and you're going to get a decent laptop, you're going to be $1,200 to $1,600. And that would be the HP Business Line. Gorgeous machines. I don't want to take away from them one iota, but you're absolutely correct. You can have 3-4 Chromebooks for that kind of money. And talking about portability, you get yourself a 12-inch Chromebook to travel with. They're light. You open up the cover. They're instant on practically. You just can't do any better. They're going to connect no matter where you're at. It really is the way to go.
Yeah.
Everybody should have a Chromebook no matter what they own. Mac, Apple, PC, Linux, doesn't matter. Get a Chromebook to boot.
Yeah, just a good little machine to have as a backup, as a plan B. Quick break. We'll come back. More Tech Talk coming up. We're going to talk a little Outlook before we say goodbye. And one of our favorite programs, Pervasor, we'll get into that. Benefits of the donor version over the free version. We'll get into that with Doug here in a moment. It is Tech Talk, and you're always welcome to join on the City's One Plumbing and Heating Talk and Text Line at 651-461-9226 here on News Talk, 830-WCCO. Tech Talk in early. Shaletta Brundage has another day off. She'll be back next week. Typically, Tech Talk on the air Saturdays between 2 and 3 o'clock, sports schedules permitting. Speaking of that, we have the Twins and the Red Sox from the Grapefruit League at noon. If you're just joining us, sad news announced by the Minnesota Vikings earlier this hour. Legendary head coach and Hall of Famer Bud Grant has passed away at the age of 95. We'll have much more online on the free Odyssey app and later in the day here on News Talk E30WCCO. A few minutes left in the program. A lot of great text today on the City's One Plumbing and Heating talk and text line. And Doug, I want to get to this one before we run out of time because it is important. And this is about Prevazor. What are the benefits of the donor version over the free version? What should I do? And I know this is a program we've talked about. First of all, what does Prevazor do?
Yeah, this is a program that I would relate to, like Sea Cleaner. It's just for Windows 10. It just does such a great job. And I have to kind of play dumb here. I think that the free version and the donor version, they may be the same. But I have to be honest, Steve, tell you, it's been a long time since I've even looked at the free version. That makes me think that maybe I should. But it is just a wonderful, wonderful program. Just a wonderful program. The main advantage to being a donor is you can set your own amount. You pay them $5 or $10 or $20, but keep the project moving forward. You know, we all got bills to pay, and we got house payments and kids to feed and that kind of thing. So that's the main objective, is to keep that project in business and keep it moving forward. But Prevazor, just the job that it does on temp files, reorganizing your data on your drive, it's fantastic. It's just fantastic. I don't have a Windows machine come on my bench without it going out with Prevazor. It's on, installed, and running. And the last several versions, you can schedule it. And I usually schedule it twice a month, depending on their workload and how they work, late at night. And once it's done, it'll shut itself off so you can fire it up manually if you like. Just get this thing going and go to bed. In the morning, it'll be shut down, and you just fire it up, and you're good to go.
Yeah, and I guess it's called the Pro version. It's available to people who do contribute to the project. But Prevazor, and it's a free PC cleaner and privacy tool, so you can get it for free. But if you want an upgraded version and donate a few bucks, and you've talked that over about that over the years for this free software. A lot of it is very good. It is reputable. Do a little bit of research on it, as you say, Doug. But generally, if you like it, donating, even if you can afford $10, it all helps.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, the concept here is that nobody's left behind. Everybody has access to what they need so they can have get their access to their data. It's a tremendous community. The open source community has been around for a long time, and hopefully they stay around. It looks like they're going to. So, yeah, it's just a different way of doing business, and many of them are extremely successful. A lot of the open source software, people will actually take what's done and create a commercial package. Perfectly legal. As long as in the first three pages of their user agreement, they display open transparency to who did what and where they took over and fork and created a fork or whatever. Many, many top programs started out as open source. And it's just a wonderful, wonderful way to go. Support the open source community. I encourage everybody to learn about this. And it's going to make a lot of sense if you learn about it. Yeah, you just can't do enough.
Yeah,
and that's the way I think.
All right, it's snowing today, but spring is coming. It will arrive in these parts. And there's that old saying about spring cleaning, and we got a good one from our City's One Plumbing and Heating talk and text line. I have several desktops and monitors I don't need anymore. Any suggestions on how to get rid of them? We've got a good one. Tech Dump has been rebranded, repowered. Tech Dump now is called Repowered. They have a St. Paul drop-off. They have a Golden Valley drop-off. It's a great organization. Go to their website, learn about them. But that is a good one. But making sure that this equipment, if you don't need it anymore, is properly disposed of.
Yes.
In many cases, outfits like Repowered will refurbish and resell and help their cause.
Oh, absolutely. This is I just can't say enough about this business. This is just a great business.
Yeah, Doug, by the way, we got to run. I lost track of time. I apologize. Want to get your phone number and email in there.
Thank you. 651-552-9543. And, of course, admin at WCCOTech.com. A-D-M-I-N at WCCOTECH.com. 651-552-9543. Thank you, Steve. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, great show, Doug. We'll do it again. The sports schedule is permitting. The Twins on the way. Tech Talk in early. Shaletta Brundage has another day off. She'll be back next week. Typically, Tech Talk on the air Saturdays between 2 and 3 o'clock, sports schedules permitting. Speaking of that, we have the Twins and the Red Sox from the Grapefruit League at noon. If you're just joining us, sad news announced by the Minnesota Vikings earlier this hour. Legendary head coach and Hall of Famer Bud Grant has passed away at the age of 95. We'll have much more online on the free Odyssey app and later in the day. Here on News Talk, E30 WCCO. A few minutes left in the program. A lot of great text today on the City's One Plumbing and Heating talk and text line. And Doug, I want to get to this one before we run out of time because it is important. And this is about Prevazor. What are the benefits of the donor version over the free version? What should I do? And I know this is a program we've talked about. First of all, what does Prevazor do?
Yeah, this is a program that I would relate to, like Sea Cleaner. It's just for Windows 10. It just does such a great job. And I have to kind of play dumb here. I think that the free version and the donor version, they may be the same. But I have to be honest, Steve, tell you, it's been a long time since I've even looked at the free version. That makes me think that maybe I should. But it is just a wonderful, wonderful program. Just a wonderful program. The main advantage to being a donor is you can set your own amount. You pay them $5 or $10 or $20, but keep the project moving forward. You know, we all got bills to pay and we got house payments and kids to feed and that kind of thing. So that's the main objective, is to keep that project in business and keep it moving forward. But Prevazor, just the job that it does on temp files, reorganizing your data on your drive, it's fantastic. It's just fantastic. I don't have a Windows machine come on my bench without it going out with Prevazor. It's on, installed, and running. And the last several versions, you can schedule it. And I usually schedule it twice a month, depending on their workload and how they work, late at night. And once it's done, it'll shut itself off so you can fire it up manually if you like. Just get this thing going and go to bed. In the morning, it'll be shut down, and you just fire it up, and you're good to go.
Yeah, and I guess it's called the Pro version. It's available to people who do contribute to the project. But Privazer, and it's a free PC cleaner and privacy tool, so you can get it for free. But if you want an upgraded version and donate a few bucks, and you've talked that over about that over the years for this free software. A lot of it is very good. It is reputable. Do a little bit of research on it, as you say, Doug. But generally, if you like it, donating, even if you can afford 10 bucks, it all helps.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, the concept here is that nobody's left behind. Everybody has access to what they need so they can have get their access to their data. It's a tremendous community. The open source community has been around for a long time, and hopefully they stay around. It looks like they're going to. So, yeah, it's just a different way of doing business. And many of them are extremely successful. A lot of the open source software, people will actually take what's done and create a commercial package. Perfectly legal. As long as in the first three pages of their user agreement, they display open transparency to who did what and where they took over and fork and created a fork or whatever. Many, many top programs started out as open source. And it's just a wonderful, wonderful way to go. Support the open source community. I encourage everybody to learn about this. And it's going to make a lot of sense if you learn about it. Yeah, you just can't do enough.
Yeah.
And that's the way I think.
All right. It's snowing today, but spring is coming. It will arrive in these parts. And there's that old saying about spring cleaning, and we got a good one from our City's One Plumbing and Heating Talk and Text line. I have several desktops and monitors. I don't need any more. Any suggestions on how to get rid of them? We've got a good one. Tech Dump has been rebranded, repowered. Tech Dump now is called Repowered. They have a St. Paul drop-off. They have a Golden Valley drop-off. It's a great organization. Go to their website, learn about them. But that is a good one. But making sure that this equipment, if you don't need it anymore, is properly disposed of.
Yes.
In many cases, outfits like Repowered will refurbish and resell and help their cause.
Oh, absolutely. This is I just can't say enough about this business. This is just a great business.
Yeah, Doug, by the way, we got to run. I lost track of time. I apologize. Want to get your phone number and email in there.
Thank you. 651-552-9543. And, of course, admin at WCCOTech.com. admin at WCCOTech.com. 651-552-9543. Thank you, Steve. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, great show, Doug. We'll do it again. The sports schedule's permitting. The Twins on the way.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.